Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter. Welcome to When Pigs Fly. This is actually a very special show of mine. And before I get on, I want to say to all of you out there who are following within Judaism or the Jewish way, happy Purim. And yeah, getting back to now, this is my third anniversary show. Now, I don't want to come off like I'm doing a, I'm at the Grammys or the Oscars, you know, how everybody thanks this person, that person. But I do have to thank, first of all my all the listeners out there for have listened to my past shows in the last 3 years. And also I want to thank all my past guests for coming on my show. And, of course, BBS Radio for producing my show. So, before I do, many, many thanks. I mean, great gratitude for what has, been the last 3 years. And each show is pretty unique for me. It's when I do, especially when I have guests, it seems as I have them on, as people listen and learn from them, I myself listen and learn as well. So, you know, every day and every step is a learning event and sort of an eye-opening thing. Now, I know people out there, some people know about it, but this show, of course, also has to be the release of my new book called Spirit, which is pretty much what I'm going to encumber upon with the issue of going out of body, which I have done on past shows, and which you can easily go back, check out on the archives, and see which ones I know I have presented. I'll try to look them up quickly, but I apologize for not giving you exact dates. But before I do, I am, because this is my third anniversary show, and since it coincidentally is being my official release of my new book called Spirit, I am giving away, personally, I know my publisher is not so happy about it, but I'm doing it anyway. I'm giving away 3 books, personally autographed, signed, you know, with my mark, to the first 3 emails that give me this phrase, just call me Mr. Incognito. Again, that's just call me Mr. Incognito. And, of course, my email address is up there right in front of you, but just in case, it's flyingpigs@artlover.com. Just send that quote to me. Just call me Mr. Incognito. And the address you would like it to be sent to. And if you like, and the name, of course. So who am I going to autograph it to? And I'll be happy to send it. Now, there will be only the first 3 emails. And I will cordially send it on out. And I want to thank everybody again for, of course, all the people who have been involved, who led up to me to get my book out and envisioned, and for this one, because this is definitely my little baby here, as you can sort of say. But I do want to get into the issues of going out of body and what that pertains to. A lot of people, you know, they know that I deal from a Kabbalistical point and a view of to some a large degree, only because that was, I guess, the path that in this lifetime that I went down that line. But I find that a lot of similarities, and I do utilize the same, because they do cross, you know, not, you can't be just designated on one to another. But I do utilize, for example, look at Taoism, and I don't like to stamp categories of things, but some people like to, well, what's your path? What's your vision? What's your this? So, you know, it's pretty much I go down through the Kabbalistical way of looking at certain things, which basically is looking at things on an infinite approach. But there, and I have discussed this in my some past shows about Kabbalism, about that, and you can go back and, you know, many shows I've done about Kabbalism. But there is an issue I wanted to get into, and I think I may have explained it probably in one of my past shows. 3 main elements within Kabbalism. It's sort of like it's a basic core of understanding. It's a basic core of approach on not how on perspective, but approach to for perspective. You look at things in an infinite manner. So that's how you would see what the reality of our universe is actually an infinite scale. Sorry about that. But coffee does seem to dry out your mouth when you drink a lot of coffee. I was drinking a lot of coffee this morning. Anyway, if you look on things on the Kabbalistical approach toward the perspectives of things. It's looking to an infinite approach on different all elements, all universes, is what they call Ein Sof. God is Ein Sof. Everything's Ein Sof. It's because there is really everything's really infinite. Finite is more or less an illusion, something that we create, something we box in. And in reality, of course, if you're looking in a scientific way of looking at things, quantum physics has already, you know, basically substantiated that. And yet, the same way of looking upon things is looked at in within Taoism, for example, beyond the Tao, beyond the infinite, beyond the empty bowl. It doesn't include separation like a lot of some esoterics like the separate things. In Kabbalism, everything is totally connected, which is the same thing within Taoism, Buddhism, a lot of other Native American spirituality. A lot of, they all pretty much do a lot of things very similar, but have different nomenclature, which is, you know, different names. So anyway, the three literal aspects of in Kabbalah, which is the direction, the way you, not talking about the three ways of righteousness, but I'm talking about the three very core aspects of the triangle of Kabbalah. And of course, the top one, one of the main important ones is called Ahava, which is love. And of course, love is unconditional love, of course. Love of everything, Ahava. The love of God, love the universe, love your fellow man, souls, all aspects within the universe. It's loving the earth, loving the animals, you know, even loving your enemy. It's having unconditional love. That was one very important aspect. The other one, which I believe I mentioned before at one time in one of my past shows, that was called Bereshit. And Bereshit is also happens to be the Hebrew word for the first book in the Bible, which is called Genesis. But Bereshit, I don't know why they sort of changed the word slightly, Genesis, but it literally means creation. So I guess they're inferring that's the creation of, God creating the earth and creating the universe. So in a way, I guess that would be. But Bereshit literally means to creation. And what that expounds upon is many elements with of us, that we're like little machines that are constantly creating. We create out of thoughts, we create out of our utterances, we create out of our emotions, we create out of our actions. So we're constant creators. We create our own universe. An aspect, we co-create even the life that we come into, which I'm going to be doing a show about next week about an issue that I think it's very important to get into. But that's a whole nother story. But so we do co-create. We co-create in many elements, and we also create in many elements. I've done shows where thoughts are things, which is a famous line that my teacher used to say to me, past teacher Janae St. Clair, used to say, thoughts are things, you know, and they are. You create things out of your own thoughts. You manifest. You put motion behind it. If it's a little more gasoline, you have faith, you have direction, you have will, that's where it's going. So that's pretty, the we're ultimately in creation, and that's a very important aspect. You create universe. We create our own karma. Things that some people say the laws of attraction, which is sort of a misnomer. I think that's not really exactly correct, because it utilizes that you're creating at that very moment, which in reality, there is a cause and effect that you've created something, you're creating something now, but you may have created another aspect, and it's also called co-creation with the universe. Like if you've done something, they created and come into this lifetime, that now you have to go meet a destiny or something karmically, maybe an obstacle in your eyes or something not so pleasant. But in reality, we did create that, which and people can say, oh, I can want to change the law of attraction. Well, you can, and you may not, depending. It's a very blurry thing. It's not, depending on what it is. It's not such duality. It's more symbiotic. So and there is cause and effect. I mean, if you throw a match in a gasoline fire and then go, wow, I'm going to think the turn, make that fire go away. Well, see, he just threw that match in that gasoline to make a big old fire bomb, and now thinking it isn't going to change it now, is it? So, in reality, that's why I think the laws of attraction is absurd, personally. But, because there's more things involved. You can't be so naively simplistic. But, so, that's the whole issue about Bear Sheet and Wendy down the line. I will get into that. So, now, the aspect of Merkava. Now, Merkava, I know, is a tank in Israel. And it's sort of funny that they name a tank called Merkava. And Merkava, it literally means like vehicle, it means something up. But in the literal sense of where it comes from is in the Zohar and other aspects and Kabbalistical writings what Merkava is. And Merkava, when you, like I went into the Hava part of person connecting with your actions, involvement, trying to connect with love and everything around you, also has aspects of healing too, by the way. And Bereshit is the creating element, which I went into explain. Merkava is the direction of learning to prepare yourself to connect to the other side. And connecting to the other side is basically connecting yourself with the spiritual world, which is the reality of the other world. There was a famous comment in a story where I remember a written writing that, what is this lifetime that we have but a narrow bridge that we think, we assume that it's so narrow that we might fall. It is a bridge from one world to another, but the reality, this is just a bridge, this present world. So to get to what the real world, or the world on the spiritual side, spirit side, which is also reality, because this is a reality too, is your connection. So what is the Merkava? Merkava is essentially when you leave your body. And we do this in many forms. People have this nostalgic area of going out of body. But, and I've done past shows regarding the subject and more of detail, which, you know, please do go back and check. And right now I'm trying to check out what date that was that I did that a couple of those shows. But the very aspect of going out of body, in the first aspect, we do. There's a conscious way of doing it and the unconscious way of going out of body. Of course, going out of body, some people have called it astral projection. Now, unconsciously, it happens when people are dreaming. You'll have a dream. That is unconsciously going out of body, meaning you didn't pull yourself out. You unconsciously in a state where you were in that area where you unconsciously put one out. We do go out, that's when you go out of body unconsciously. When you have deja vu, that is because you went out of body and went into future state. Because when you're out of body, you are in the spiritual world, which is like some people call it the antimatter side. Time is multidimensional, whereas matter side, or if you want to call it that, is one-dimensional. So in that perspective and understanding, you can see how going out of body, there is a multitude of events that you can experience. So again, what is preparing for Merkava? What is it? What do I mean by that? Well, I remember when I was first studying Kabbalism, and by the way, those want to know, I first started when learning back into my 20s, when you're really supposed to start when you're in your 40s, but I was asked by a very holy, not once, but twice, several times, by several holy men, and in particular, I finally was, I guess it was due course, that I ended up studying under a very holy man who is called the Moa. He lives in, his actual name is Shimon. He lived in Kasaria, Israel, when I lived there during the 80s. And he used to have me study and read from, the Sefer Raziel, which is the book of Raziel, to the Oroth, which is a multitude of different books, Kabbalistical books, with different writings for different rabbis, and da da da. And of course, Zohar. And And when I asked, because I noticed when I said call it Zohar, it kept on going, you know, it felt like a round robin. I mean, you know, and he said something that was really unique. He says, when you study, I want you to go do something physical. You know, I was a farmer, so of course I'd work on the fields, and you know, it's hard physical work. And I didn't, and you just started to listen. It's almost like the Karate Kid teacher telling him to paint, and I had no clue why he was telling me what to do, why I was doing it. You know, paint up, paint down, paint up, and he was really preparing me. And I didn't understand it. You know, I was just doing what I was sort of told, or what, you know, without taking knowledge for what was really what my preparation was. And I realized back now, it was really a preparation of preparing me for the Merkava, being able to go out of body, which also encumbers going into getting into the state where you're able to focus, because you are develop a keen sense of defocus, which is what you do. You get into that place of a non ain self, the place of nothingness, the place of Tao, and beyond the thought. So you get into that place, which is also an element which is utilized in creation and creating and all that. But you need a that's the development. Now I found the date while I'm talking here on May 22nd last year. Go, you can look up on Kabbalah, the Merkava, and that's where I got into the same things that I'm talking about now, but in very more detailed elements. And of course, anybody who does have questions, feel free to contact me again, flyingpigs at artlove.com. And I would be very much happy to explain or answer any questions anybody has about this or any other past issues, of course. But that's basic elements of going out of body. So, you know, and I think I did another show prior to that that actually did a actual meditation that it was actually involved with going out of body. I'm trying to find where I put that. Now, let me tell you a quick story of my first time when it happened going out of body. As you know, as I explained, in the 80s, I was studying under the Moa. In mid-86, I came back to the United States. Within a couple years later, I was studying under Janae St. Clair and her husband, Elliot, and which I had learned quite a bit. As time progresses, I see how things were very much of a development process. I did actually a special show for Janae of last year in January 2nd, 2009. She was very unique and great psychic healer and teacher, and a mother to a lot of souls. And it seems like her voice has carried out her teachings.
You have a Frank, line one, Frank.
Oh, okay. Have him call in. Let him in. Hello, Frank.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing, Frank?
I'm all right. I'm new to your radio program.
Uh-huh.
I've been listening to every show on VBS.
Okay.
And I just called because I had a question regarding out-of-body experience.
Okay.
I would like to have one. And I was wondering what suggestions you might have. And if you ever heard of Holosync and the place in Thomas Campbell and Robert Monroe, and what you think of that?
Well, let me explain, first get to your first part. The last part I'm not familiar with, but if you're the desire to going out of body, why do you want to go out of body, first of all?
I would like to speak with angels for guidance.
Okay. Well, that is just more of a channeling connection. But when you go out of body, there's many elements. There's there's no specific element when you go out of body is the utilization of it. But to prepare for it, I was getting into a little bit of it. if you there's a very simplistic methodology to develop the soul, to get yourself out of body. It's called, you're basically separating. You always have a part of you in your physical body, and you'll have a consciousness almost like pulling out of your body. So you'll have almost like a duality. You will, when you're out of body, you can feel the presence of the immediate physical world on this side, but your essence, you'll have almost like a thought in another area. So what you do in the practice of it is there's a method of doing it. And but when you first do it, you have to start practicing certain things, because it is like preparing. I highly recommend that you first before doing it, practicing putting bubble, you know, the bubble light around them or air protection, because when you're out of body, there are other elements out there that are not so, you know, cordial. The other thing is,
What was that? You called it the bubble?
Yeah, prepare a bubble, like a bubble of light around yourself. You know, like an energy bubble around both your physical world, and then you're going to develop that around your spirit, your spiritual side. Your guides will help you. You can always ask your guides. You always have guides there for you. And the other element is really, really important is when you're out of body, you are, whatever your fears are, things like that, you tend to bring with you. So just be aware of that. So and there's a good movie called Dreamscape that was out a long time ago. That really, I remember when my teachers were teaching me how to do this, that was like the first thing I saw, because you tend to bring out the fears. So those fears can be thrown back at you and magnified. So that was like, so you're aware of it, so that if something is throwing a fear for you, you become more aware of what that is. So that would be, those are like, I mean, I can go on and on with the preparatorials of it. And then there's the meditation of pulling yourself out. And that is, I have it like, in my book that's out right now, I actually specifically go line by line of how to do it, and several times, because in the book he goes out of body and practices it. And that's actually me doing it, because that's how I would do it. And I've done it. If you go on my
website,
you can go and click on my website. And it has my book there. Also, if you check out my past show, which I call Merkava, and that was on in May. And then there's another one. I actually did a meditation for going out of body. I was trying to look that up in the archives, but I did that, you know, a while back. And I actually did a meditation for people just to have it. And you can utilize that as well. And like I said, what's your name again, Frank?
Yes.
Yeah, you can utilize that, and you know, and like I said, this is it is really good, because when you're wanting to connect with your angels or your guides, it actually makes it a lot easier when you're doing from that perspective, because instead of being in your body and feeling them, you're actually out, and then a lot of times you can be taking areas and seeing things. Instead of like an unconscious way of dreaming, you're consciously seeing events that help you learn what's really out there. And then when you're out there, you really, really realize how indeed the universe is so wide and how we're all connected. That's the first thing, you're like overwhelmed, you know.
Is your book the one called When the Angels Have Risen?
That's one of them, but that's not the book that's now released that deals with going out of body. It's called Spirit.
Oh, that was somewhere else I saw that.
Yeah, okay. That's When the Angels Have Risen was my first book, but that dealt with a different issue. And then I have The Heretic, and then if you see the icon on the page, it says Spirit. Just click on that, and it takes you right to my book. So, but it's on Amazon right now. Yeah, it's on Amazon and Barnes and Noble.
I'll just go there.
Yeah.
I heard from another author a long time on George Norrie's show,
mm-hmm.
and she said that she has out-of-body experiences, but that she asks her spirit guide to be sort of like a tour guide, and they take her places to learn lessons.
Yeah, that's what...
She said that most people, when they go on their own, you know, they just dawdle around, but I was wondering what your insights on that, because, I mean, you just touched on that a little bit.
I've had done both. I have my guides. Actually, I've been taken to a place to learn stuff by one of them specific, one of my guidance being specific. Taking realms of understanding, like a learning understanding stuff. But you can also take, you can be go out and take, you have to realize it's an experience, and you take the experience for what it is, and you learn from it and enjoy it. It can be like a pleasure cruise, you know, you can go to an area, you can go to a planet, you can go different things, and you can even go different realms on this planet with, as long as they're not malicious, you know. So there's nothing set in stone. Do you understand what I mean? When you're, it's not like this world. When you're outside, the rules are not defined. You can do whatever, you can go and be wherever you want to be, up to a point.
When you're on that other side, are you able to create things? Like, can your thoughts manifest something, or is it that you're using your intention to move around and get places?
Okay, use your intention, which is called the will, is almost like your guide. You will your thought. Did you ever see the movie? I don't remember the movie Ghost.
Yes.
And the guy had to think and will the thing in order to make the object move.
Yes.
That's sort of like what you do when you're out of body. You sort of like will it, and you're sort of moved to that direction. And it's in their streamlines, and there's like energy lines out there that you can actually run through. And everybody has their own, and that's only one aspect. You know, there's, like I said, there's literally a plethora, unlimited ways out of body. You can pull yourself out, and you can just see yourself looking at yourself. I go out. You can go out of body actually and heal yourself, because I use that. I go out of body and I move around my heal my own chakras. I've had where people do healings on me. Because I don't know why, I've always been really very easily going out of body. I've been doing it for like 30 years now, and it's whenever I have a healing, I always warn the person who's in healing I might be out, and usually, boom, I'm out of body, and I'm sitting there like up on the ceiling looking down watching the person doing healing on me, and I can see what they're doing, and I usually tell them so they don't freak out, because a lot of times people who are if they're really good healers, they pick up on that, and I don't want them to get all, well, what the hell is that up there, you know? But, like there's, like I said, there's multitude of ways, there's no specifics, but it is, you can ask your guides to take you to do a learning experience. I've done that numerous times. It helps you elevate your understanding out there, or issues that may be in your life. Now you get into about manifesting. Yeah, there is a very important element of manifesting that you can do while you're out of body. It's one of the most highest levels of manifesting. I don't know if they're called levels of manifestation. Is basically almost like your chakras. The lower way of manifesting, they say, is from like the lower side, from your lower chakras, from your heart higher, and as you move further and further. The highest is actually from your crown, which is literally when you go out of body and you create. But when you create, manifest on the other side, for every action, there's a reaction. That's a law. That is a rule. So if you manifest something, get ready. There might be something to counter that.
When I said that, I meant like, can you create like an environment and be in it? Or is it, how are you defining that manifest, what you do?
Oh, I was thinking you want to manifest something like that. When I say creating, some people go out of body, and if they want to manifest, like, hey, God, I want to have, a brand new car, or I need to better my life, or do something in a positive way, or some people do, you can create going out of body and doing that. Because you actually, like I said, when you go out, you're in a state where it's non-dimensional. You can go future state. But when you go future state, then you're playing ball with the big boys. Because there's also people who can counter that don't may, you might come on a good tone of a loving side and a higher self, and I'm just telling you for sure, there's also the elements out there that are, who work in dark Wiccans, and there's dark people who walk in the dark path that also go out of body. And there's dark elements. There's enlightened angels, there's also negative. That's probably why she inferred about going with your guides always, because your guides are there to guide you so you don't get into a situation.
Now,
and that's,
when you go in that realm, are you able to, like, communicate with your guide and say, you know, hi, how you doing, and, you know, can you teach me? And, like, you have a conversation of ideas, or is it something different?
No, just like that.
Just like I'm speaking to you?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, that's incredible. I want to do this. And you explain how to do this in your book?
I get into a detailed area of how to develop the going out of body in it. And like I said, everybody's on their own level of going out. It takes, some people can go out right away. Some people take, you know, a while. Now, there is another thing I'll let you know that's really important, that people don't understand when you go out of body. Because a lot of people, even there's a lot of people who channel, and they're in a way they're sort of semi out of body, because channeling is going out of body. That you have to make sure you're always grounded, and what I mean grounded to hold your into your, so your physical world into this body. So when you go out of body, a lot of people tend to find themselves when they come back, sort of like, you know, like baffled, you know, like goo goo mouth. I don't know how to pronounce, you know, like baffled, like not all there. You know how they're like, you know, it's like something who just, you're sort of on a boat and you're not all, your equilibrium's not all there, and, you know, you're not all, you tend to have that, right, when you come back a lot of times. So the
almost like a drunk feeling?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, okay, here's, I went into, I'm looking, I found it. April 25th, 2008, I actually did a meditation in there at the end of going out of body. So you can utilize that as well. But I reckon if you can, just check in my book, it goes into detail so that when you read it, you'll see, even though it's a story about it, it also goes in all the aspects of when you're out of body too, and a lot of the aspects. And but if you, in that show, actually I do have a meditation of it. But you,
that,
you,
what was the date of that show again?
It was April 25th, 2008.
Okay. That's in the archive.
All
right, so I'll look up that meditation. I'll get your book. And are there any other books you recommend? Or is this all that I would really need?
As far as going out of body, I would also recommend that you, and just for so you have an idea what's out there, because this is what I was taught, basically. I'm just basically passing down how I was taught. I would highly recommend that you go rent the movie Dreamscape.
Dreamscape.
Just so you know, when you go out of body, you can prepare yourself. So, because it's really like that. You can literally, you're in that. You can create that. And when you said you create the area, the manifestation of the realm you're in, yeah, you can do that. You do do that. You can be anything you want when you're on the other side.
Well, what I meant is, like, I don't know if you remember the movie Contact with Jamie Foxx. Well,
yeah, yeah, I remember that.
And you know that beach scene when she's speaking with the alien? You know, like, I always imagine, like, you know, when you die, right? You know, when you're on the other side, you know, that you create an environment that you like. And, like, you know, I always think of, like, that beach scene. That beach scene wasn't real in that movie, you know, but that was just a way of them meeting her. Like, are you able to do things like that?
Yeah, you can definitely.
It's not like a really hard thing. Because, you know, like, let's say you want to meet with someone. Like, let's say I want to meet with my spirit guide and have a conversation of learning, and I want to do it in a beach scene.
You can
do
that.
Can that be done? Is it like that?
Yeah.
Or are you just floating in space?
You, like I said, there's no rule. You can be anywhere you want, and you can create whatever you want. There's even people I know of who actually go out of body, and they actually connect with extraterrestrials on the other side in that spiritual area, because that's where they're at too. And there's and I don't know if you're David Wilcock. He does that all the time.
No, with Wilcock. I've seen him on the internet.
Yeah, but that's what he does.
Is there, like, light? Like, what I mean light, like, you know, like here, you, when the sun is out, you have a nice, very sunny day. Mm-hmm. You know, I always imagine when you're going out of body that you're always up in space. And you're seeing all these glowing balls or stars all around and planets. But, or is that is it like another realm, and is that other realm on planet Earth, or is it?
That's one aspect. Like so you have to understand that the reality of our universe, there's no limit. It's infinite. And when you go out of body, it's definitely that. You realize how everything's infinite. So when you see the spatial context in one realm of out of body, is that what you just described? But there's multiple realms out there. Do you understand? There's multiple dimensions out there. It's not one specific realm. There is so many different areas. It's unreal. I mean, every time I've ever
a lot of that.
I'm sorry,
I didn't mean to cut you off. Do you experience a lot of that too?
Yeah, I mean, I've experienced what you're just talking about a lot. In fact, that's usually a lot of times when I want to go a specific area, I'll go out and I'll see like a little strands of like light. It almost looks like stars flying around, and I'll go into that. I know, and I'm told, okay, my guide tell me you go down this strand, and boom, all of a sudden, the next thing I know, I'm at this one spot. And you can always, and another aspect too that's really important, this is a real important thing why I told you to watch Dreamscape. If you're ever in a situation that you feel frightened or unsure of or whatever, the quickest defense, get the hell out of there and head back. Because in a New York seconds, you sound like you're from New York, you would be back in your body faster than you ever imagined. Because you're always...
What, did they just make the intention to go back and you're there?
Yeah. You have a cord that's attached to your spirit toward your physical body, and that line is always connected in like in a millisecond to your back in your body.
All right. Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, but it's a preparatory thing. Everybody is on their own level of doing it, just so you know. You might be able to go out like really quickly or not. I've been asked to, you know, do classes in the future, slowly getting people to do this. And, you know, I know some people go really quick, some people not so fast. So it's not, if it's hard, don't feel discouraged. It just do little step by little step. Like the beginning, what I would do in your situation, because I don't know what your level is, but I would do is, first, you pull after you get the understanding everything, and you'll start pulling your conscious just a little bit, feeling your body, your conscious pull up a little bit, just slightly. And then next couple of days, keep on practicing, the next a little further, then a little further. And then finally, and of course, always having your guides there and always thanking the universe for going out. Of course, that's real important. And then being in the realm of your room and looking yourself at times, or looking at things around your in your apartment or house, and then you slowly get further and further out. Next thing you go outside your house. The next thing you go out in the, you know, wherever the area you live in, and you can keep, and then that way you can go step by step. That's why I would do it. That's how I was done, you know, taught.
Oh, I thank you very much, but I just have one more question.
That's all right.
Spirit guide, is he your personal spirit guide, or do they like have a group of 20 people that they help out?
Well, this is sort of funny you said that, because my first spirit, I originally had one guide when I first went out of, actually, let me explain. My first went out of body, actually, I had three spiritual guides. They were all actually past fathers of mine. Then later on, like real shortly after that, I had one particular angelic guide who was like sort of it was basically my protection. And that was the one that's always been with me. As things progressed, eventually I had two others. And the two others with the third have always been with me no matter what since then. And that's been now over some 30 years now, 20, 30 years.
But the thing that I wanted to know is the ones that are with you always, are they only with you, or are they responsible for others besides you?
I've noticed they've been involved with other people, because I've known friends of mine who I bump into that I coincidentally have the same spiritual guides, which I find sort of funny. You know, so very close friends of mine that I go, wow, you, and they, I can tell they have, because they, there's a certain persona of each one of them. They have, a, especially one has a particular sort of like quirkiness or whatever you want to call it.
And you said that you met your three fathers from your past lives.
Yeah.
So do you have full memory of all the lives that you lived when you cross over?
No, there's an element of, there's a thing in regression, when you do, I do regressions, and when you go do through regressions, you're actually, there's a way of doing it, and you're actually, it's another method actually putting somebody to go experience, and they're actually going out of body experience and connecting to their past lives. But when I experienced the initially my past fathers, it was somebody was creating me to reconnect with my father who had passed away, you know, about several years back. This is back in the 80s. And what happened was I didn't connect with him. I connected with three past fathers from three past lives. And
wow.
Then that's how I found that out. And then down the line, through other experiences, then I realized what my past lives were of those. But I have had other experiences of my past lives. So
is your current father alive, or did he pass?
No, my current father, he passed away back in 86.
Okay,
so
and you're able to connect with him and say, hey, how you doing? It's been a long time.
In my own view, my own feeling is he's actually he's reincarnated into a new embodiment.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's on the other side. And I believe that what happens when somebody passes away, your soul goes up into the universe or whatever, and then at a chosen time that the person picks, you know, I basically believe that you choose your own, literally your own body and your father and your mom. I hate to say it, but you come back, and then, you know, then you reincarnate, you come back in your new embodiment.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't want to take too much time in your show, but
no,
I really
appreciate it. I was happy to have you on my show.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said I was happy to have you on my show.
Oh, thank you. I'm a new fan, so I'm going to listen to you every time now.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, have a great day.
You too.
So, anyway, got into a lot of series of questions which I was going to get into. So, getting back to what Frank was asking me, which is very interesting, got into a lot of the karmic aspects. There's learning, there's healing, what's your dimension, your souls, and why you go out. And like I said, when you go out of body, you connect with the other side. You connect with many elements. There's so many things that you can experience, whether it's to learn from your angelic guides or whoever your guides, how you connect with them. Like I said, I had past fathers. It can be people can have animals, whatever. But you can connect with them. But also, you can just do your own exploring. There's elements. But there is certain aspects that are important to understand. Not that there are certain just rules, but there are certain just warning points. You know, that because there is cause and effect out there, just as there is here. There is, for every action, there's a reaction. There's a light. For darkness, there's light, things of light. So that you just have to be aware of, you know, just as there is on this thing realm that you see, there is definitely on the other side as well. Dealing like what I got into a little bit of my book, which is called Spirit, which is my newly released book. First of all, I want to thank God and the universe for guiding me to develop this book. Of course, I want to thank my guides for helping me in discovering many aspects and educating me, and it actually, they didn't say educating, remembering things I already knew, or what's reminding us, because I think we all actually do know and have an understanding. We're sort of like, for some reason, come into our life and we sort of forget all the things, and I guess that's to help us to grow and through challenges. I also want to thank Janae St. Clair. She was, of course, my past teacher who, for many years, taught me and basically helped me and many, many, many others. And of course, she definitely a true essence of, for me, the ability to even create this book. Also, I want to say thank you to Stella. She was a very close soul and inspired me and pushed me to write this. I originally started writing this particular book back in the 90s. And then, of course, what I did is when I get back to it, I re-updated it and rewrote much of it. So it was definitely my style of today. And I goes into a lot of issues of current events. It does, like I was explaining to the Frank who came on, it gets into elements exactly how what happens while you go out of body. Of course, it's a story. It's a love story, of course. And there's also crime, mystery, and all that. That's why it's a novel. And it is an adventure, but it gets into very simple issues that I try to present within the book, showing what's out there, showing what you may have teachers or guides or advisors and what happens with their relationships. It gets into a lot of aspects, but dealing without going out of body, it does definitely define what is definitely out there, how you can create things. In this particular book, it gets into the mechanisms. It gets into the foundations of many things of going out of body. And, there's, of course, there's several meditation responses of going out of body and, of course, healing, which I had also mentioned when Frank came on asked me on the show. So there's many aspects. Like I said, there's multitudes. And, of course, I've had done several shows regarding going out of body. And those out there have any questions, like I said, feel free to contact me again at flyingpigs@artlover.com. Anybody out there who has an experience or any other information you want to ask, you don't have to just ask about going out of body. Deal with regressions or past life issues, as I've talked about, or other aspects you want to ask about, even within Kabbalism, creating, manifesting. I will next week be going into another issue. I'm going to have several guests lined up again. It's been a little bit. I've had a run of guests, and then I try to get into some things because people felt they're important. But today just felt like one of those great days that I felt, everything falls on a 26, by the way, which is a special number. It's an 8, but 26, by the way, in Hebrew is God's name, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, it's the 26. So it sort of felt indicative of me to have this special day of, which happens to be my third anniversary for this show. And, of course, I want to thank all those who have listened to my show and for those future listeners as well. And this was a particular day for my release of my book. And I know this is my third book. The first two, of course, was When the Angels Have Risen and, of course, The Heretic. And The Heretic deals with regressions and just basically was a little swashbuckling fun book. When the Angels Have Risen, I wrote very simplistic back at the time. That was written back in 2000, and that was written so that people can have choices. They can endeavor on things. Spirit, though, gets into a very more spiritual context, but it does have, hopefully you'll love the story. So do, check it out. And like I said, I have another guest I'm working on lining up. We're preparing a show with, hopefully we'll get set. I'll just give you on the QT right now. We haven't scheduled a confirmed date because what I was going to do is a pre-record because we're going to do a live airing of a rehearsal of a upcoming group. They're called the California Girls. I had played a couple of their songs in the past. They were basically anointed by the Beach Boys. They play that sort of like rock and roll, hip, like beach music, like Wipeout kind of tunes. So it would be interesting. I will be doing a live pre-recorded show because we're going to have to do this. It's on their time. When it's musicians, sometimes you can't get them up at 11 o'clock in the morning. and Pacific. But we'll be doing a live recording, so I'm trying to set that up. I will also have other several special guests lined up, and I'm looking forward to that as well, and, of course, other shows. Next week, I will be doing a very, I feel, a very important show. Some people might be offended by feeling it's a callous a show that's being too cold or whatever, but I feel imperative to expand upon the show. It's going to be about there are no victims. We're all volunteers. Of course, that's a famous thing by Jenee St. Clair, and it deals with the issue. And I know people are going to question, what, poor me, why me? Well, we all are volunteers in a spiritual context. We choose our things. We all have choice. So, again, there are no victims, are there? But I'll get into that. And I wish everybody a glorious, glorious weekend. I'm about to close with a song called Asia. And that's by Susan Tony, and it's a very unique song. She wrote that actually, the connection between East versus West. To me, it has many levels. You can connect with people that you may have been in a relationship you can connect to that you have differences of. Or, you know, like lovers or whatever, girlfriend, boyfriend, or people who are, have different other ways of looking at things. But it's a cool song, and I like to place that as my closing song. But before I close out, I want to thank again all of you out there for the last 3 years. And God bless you all. And once again, have a blessed, blessed weekend. Thank you. And I give you Asia by Susan Tony. Thank you. Please.